the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, Binary Girl and Dr. Fast in Ones and Zeros.
I see a beautiful city and a brilliant peoples rising from this abyss, and in their struggles to be truly free, and in their triumphs and defeats through long years to come, I see the evil of this time and of the previous time of which this is the natural birth, gradually making expiation for itself and wearing out. I see the lives for which I lay down my life.
You do know you're not being executed, right?
Prosperous and happy. In that England which I shall see no more, I see her with a child upon her bosom, who bears my name. I see her father, aged and bent,
but
otherwise restored, and faithful to all men in his healing office and at peace. I see the good old man, so long their friend, in 10 years' time enriching them with all he has, and passing tranquilly to his reward. And I see
you memorized the book. Congratulations.
No, not a book. All books.
Can you do Laurel K. Hamilton?
I'm sorry. All books worth reading. Works of literature.
So, in other words, only snooty literary books, which is why you're doing Dickens?
It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have.
Or Shakespeare?
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your...
How about Stephen King?
You did hear me say literature, did you not?
Can you do Melville?
I'd prefer not to.
Of Mice and Men?
Really, I can do any of them. But yes, of course, Steinbeck was a master.
Okay then, look across the river, Lenny, and I'll tell you so you can almost see it.
Hey, you're right. You did know your part. Impressive.
Is everything all right? Is the illusionist in his cell? I'm sorry I'm late. I got caught up in my research.
Late? It's been about 5 minutes since we finished fighting the guy.
I know, and I'm usually more responsible than that. I can be in two places in once and move at superliminal speeds. There's no excuse for me to be late for anything.
What? Did you just say you can be in two places at once?
Of course. As we speak, I'm racing faster than the eye can see or mind can perceive between here and my lab, where Bumblebee and I continue to work on our murder investigation.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. We're trying to solve the murder of the Golden Eel. It's important. As we speak, I'm... Oh, no, don't, it's all right. Pull yourself together.
I thought...
Okay, there. There's no need to cry. She was a member of our team, but...
No, it's not that, it's... If you're a super genius, move at super speed, and can be in two places at once, what good am I? I thought at least I could do something original. Oh, God!
No, that's not true. You're a valuable member of the team.
Really?
Yes.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not.
You think I add something to the team?
Of course.
Well, what?
Well, you have Moxie. And you seem to make Peas Blossom very happy. Of course, you've saved the lives of numerous members of the Guard on countless occasions, which in a ripple effect saves the lives of thousands, no, millions of people. I think all of those people would agree that you're an invaluable addition to the team.
I'm useless.
I remember once during the Jovian Gas Lord invasion, you were the only one who could hold your breath for 5 minutes. If not for that, the Gas Lords would likely have enslaved all of mankind, so in that one instance, you could have said to have saved every person on the planet.
I'm sorry. You're nice to say all those things. You're a good man. You can go back to your experiments. I'll be all right.
Ah, yes. Thank you for that.
Oh.
But something tells me that's not all that's bothering you.
No, it's nothing. It's just personal stuff. You don't want to hear about that.
No, I really do.
Well, it's Peas Blossom. Whenever the two of us are together, she insists that I use my powers, and she won't let it go. She practically insists, which at first didn't make me upset because, well, it was my idea. At first, I was the one who suggested it. I mean, it was, you know, good.
Fine, yes.
But now, what if it's the only reason she likes me? Because I'm two girls instead of one. What if it's just, you know, an efficient way to quench her appetite?
Well, think about it logically. That can't be true.
No.
If she was using you to quench her appetite, as you said, then why would she want to be with Bumblebee as well? Obviously, you're not quenching her appetite. No, just think it through. If you're not satisfying her in every way, then what reason would she have to continue being with you? She must like you for some other reason, do you see? Perhaps I'm not the best person to discuss your personal problems with it. Would you like me to send Bumblebee up to speak with you? I'm sure she could.
No. I'm not in the mood. Crying gives me a headache. I'm sorry to burden you with all this. I just need to get my mind off things, I think.
That sounds like a good idea.
Why don't you tell me about your investigation?
Well, we confirmed the cause of death is blunt trauma caused by being bludgeoned by the golden idol that gave her powers, and now we've calculated from the angle of impact and the blood pattern that the killer was approximately 5'9" tall. In addition, Neil appears to have been standing in front of and looking into a mirror at the time of her death, which suggests that she knew the killer and was unworried about their approach. So we've been running any of her known associates who are about 5'9".
Any leads?
So far, we've only had one direct match, Officer Tom Kitsune, but he was in the precinct house surrounded by witnesses.
It's weird. A superhero gets killed. You think it has to be a supervillain who did it, not just some random friend of theirs.
To be fair, she didn't actually seem to have friends. That's why we're out of people to run. I did check the heights of all known villains, just in case. Nothing wrong with being thorough, but no, the only height matches she would have seen coming.
True. They'd have to have been invisible or something.
Yes, I suppose that would work. Hang on, let me... No villains with that ability match the height. I mean, the creationist might be able to make a device to render himself invisible, but he's almost 6'5". Tangent could pull it off, but he's far too short and in prison. Suspiria could, but she's only...
She wears heels.
Pardon?
She always wears heels, a few inches at least. It's part of her costume. Does her height factor those in?
No, they'd broken before she was taken in for her mugshot. Oh my god, I think that's it. I have to tell Bumblebee it was Suspiria. Suspiria killed the golden eel!
Hello there, binary girl. I'm here to pick up our sleeping friend over there and bring him to the powerhouse. How are things?
Argus, hey. Dr. Fast just figured out
that... Suspiria killed the golden eel. Yes, I saw. I was watching, checking in on Illusionist here. Sorry about your troubles with Peas Blossom, by the way.
You saw that too.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about. All couples have their troubles. Just the other day, Captain Fantasy and I had a huge brawl over hogging all the hot water, but actually, I have some advice for you.
What's that?
If you're feeling mistreated, just lay down the law. Next time you're together, just flat out refuse to use your powers. There's no need for a big fight or a huge discussion explaining this or that. If she really cares about you, she'll be with you for you, not your powers.
You really think so?
Absolutely. Just say you're not splitting and it's that simple. She'll probably surprise you with her reaction.
Whew. Maybe I will. I hope I will.
Well, I guess we should wake up Sleeping Beauty.
Hang on, we've got one.
The worthy supervillain Suspiria has appeared, hovering over Times Square in what appears to be a flying Viking ship.
Whoa, speak of the devil ass. That's a coincidence.
It sure is. Attention, Earth Guard. The dastardly seductress Suspiria is running amok in Times Square. We need all available heroes on site ASAP. Argus out.
Dastardly seductress?
She's comely.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. Fly.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White. With Michael D. Mikulski as the narrator, Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl, Daniel Schwartz as Dr. Fast, Charles Berman as the Argus, Patrick Guinan as the Illusionist, and Frank Allen as the Newscaster, with theme song by Michael D. Lukowski.